Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and/or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
Hello and welcome to Rogue Intel Prime, episode number 19 for Monday, March 23rd. My name is Duff, and with me today is Dee. What's up, girl?
Sleep. I want sleep and food. Well, someone bring me ice cream, dear Lord.
Both of those are very, very valuable things in a person's life. Sleep and ice cream.
Yup.
With us today, we've also got Alex. What's up, dude?
Nothing much. We're just going through the final motions of putting my dad's car out the pasture, and I'm kind of sad.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man. What kind of car is it?
It is a 1996 Volkswagen Jetta, and it is a stick shift.
Oh, nice. What's wrong with it, man? Those things usually last like 40 years.
Well, aside from the clutch, nothing really. This needs an oil change, but...
Oh. Okay, well, sorry to hear that, but I'm sure it'll go on to...
I know mechanics that work with those.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm sure we'll go out and live in a house in a country somewhere and get to play in a big field.
Yeah, so we were busy. When we got home from bringing my brother's new desk into the house, I went ahead and had to bring it around the block and feather the clutch and all that stuff, and that was a lot of fun. And you know, just interesting connecting with a piece of your father that you never connected with before. So.
Yeah, I hear that. So anything else you get into this weekend?
Not really. I've been doing a lot of writing, a lot of reading. Wrote some letters to some friends, some actual physical letters.
Really? That,
yeah. You know, because people don't write letters anymore, and I think that's kind of a sad thing. Like, there's an art to letter writing, and I think the emails and hashtags and Skype and the Facebook has ruined all that. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to pull up some stamps and try to get this stuff done. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something I haven't done since I was probably 10.
Yes, as you can see, my life is just one grand font of exciting happening. So,
Dee, what'd you get into this weekend?
Nothing much, actually. I worked all weekend and then didn't sleep as normal.
You're a lying piece of shit.
No, I'm not. I worked all weekend.
You worked Saturday.
I technically consider Sunday working.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, the reason I said she was lying is because I went over to Dee's place on Sunday, and we got a lot of work done for the show, and you'll see the results of that on tonight's show. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. We wanted to talk about Dee's world famous buffalo chicken dip. Holy hell! We'll get to that later, though. Also, wanted to talk about our new segment, Stump the Chump. Yeah, we went ahead and did it. We're those people. We actually took a joke and made it reality.
Yes, a joke that centers around me.
No. Now you were the inspiration. You were the muse, Alex.
I was the flashpoint.
Yes. But we'll all be we'll all have to bow down and answer the questions and be threatened with the title of chump. What do you say we get into some headlines?
Sure thing.
Yes.
All right. I know Alex is really going to dig this. Force fields, like Star Wars style?
No way.
They're becoming a reality. That's right.
Wait, what?
yeah. Boeing. This is a CNET story. Boeing is patenting the Star Wars style force fields. The aircraft and military manufacturer Boeing has been granted a patent on a system that is designed to prevent explosion shockwaves from harming a target. And this is done using electromagnetics. So, yeah, it's pretty much exactly what went on with the Star Wars universe.
That
I needed in my life.
So freaking awesome.
Yeah, you need that in your life. That doesn't give you a license to drive like a maniac. You still need to follow the safety laws.
Yes, force fields are not idiot-proof. So,
what do you guys think about this?
For everyone else.
I mean, I thought it was really cool when the Star Trek phone became a reality. And then, you know, the medical tablets became the iPad from the Next Generation series. But this is pretty phenomenal. Force fields are awesome.
Sir, they're actually called personal access display devices, or PADs, sir. Use the correct nomenclature. I would appreciate it if you use the correct nomenclature, sir.
It's a message it's a methylene system for shockwave attenuation via an electromagnetic arc.
Oh man, no, I think it's pretty cool.
I don't even want to know.
From what I can, just looking at the basic system, it basically can deflect projectiles, metal projectiles that are anything that is metallic and that can interact with a magnetic field can be deflected. Now, this has no bearing on weather, so these are not, you know, like literal force fields where, you know, you can throw something at it and it bounces, but yeah. It'll be pretty cool, and I bet it'll be pretty cool, you know, when used in a law enforcement application. So
maybe in Fast and Furious 8, they'll drop planes out of or drop cars out of planes, and instead of parachutes, they'll use a force field to help them land safely.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty awesome. And speaking of Fast and the Furious, did you hear that Vin Diesel named his daughter after the late Paul Walker?
He named his daughter Paul?
No, he named him Pauline. In honor of his best friend, he wanted to keep him a part of his family. So when his child was born, he decided that in spirit of Paul, he wanted to name his daughter Pauline. So that way, he's always the family.
I think that's really cool. It kind of reminds me of the family relationship that we have with Rogue Intel.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely hits you right in the feels. Right in the feels.
Yeah.
It just hits you.
Right in the feels, and I happen to like my feels personally.
Hey, keep your feels away from mine.
Actually, okay.
No feel touching.
Speaking of touching, Scotland Yard, the Scotland Yard, is being investigated for the potential protection of pedophiles. British police are alleged to have passed on chances to arrest powerful predators for 35 years. So I found this in the Daily Beast, and the spotlight is falling on senior officers who were accused of turning a blind eye to allegations of murder and child abuse because the men were considered too powerful to touch. And this is stuff that I've been hearing about for the last few weeks regarding, you know, Scotland Yard and Europe and, you know, sex rings and all this stuff. And the allegations are apparently of historic proportions, high-level corruption, of serious nature. And I'm honestly stunned at the possibility that an entire police organization could have been to use, for lack of a better word, penetrated to such a degree by these individuals.
Penetrated.
pun not intended, but still, it's a horrible, horrible thing. A growing body of evidence apparently has come to light, and this stuff's just coming to a head. One survivor... Duff, you're horrible.
It's penetrating, yes. And it's coming to a head. I know
oh
you.
God.
I know
that
you
just
planned
that perfectly.
I know you planned that. That's bullshit. You had to have planned that. At any rate, bravo, sir.
Oh my goodness! The news.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really really horrible, and I hope this gets resolved and heads roll, and you know, yeah. So
yeah. Well, on the lighter side of the wool. I can't help myself, man. I really can't. what do you guys feel about dinosaurs?
I'm personally terrified shitless of them.
Okay. Well, you really,
oh, you really... I like them.
You don't really have to, because they've been extinct for millions of years.
Right, but if they weren't, I would be scared shitless.
Well...
I'd also be really, really skinny.
Yeah. Be prepared to possibly be scared shitless then. The Telegraph is reporting that woolly mammoth DNA is being spliced into elephant DNA. The wise old people at Harvard University have decided this is a good thing, and it is good for humanity. Haven't they ever seen a movie called Jurassic Park?
Right.
You don't...
Have we not learned anything?
I mean, they made three movies out of it, and they're doing a... Yeah, shit, I think... what is this, the fourth one coming up or whatever? I don't know.
No, yes, they're just remaking them.
With what's his name from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is awesome.
Yes, he is awesome. But, dance off, bro!
this is just... I mean, yeah, it's really cool that you can do that. Great. You know, now, don't do something that's going to just ruin humanity. Jurassic Park was such a good movie because it was completely believable as a premise. And now they have found the mosquito DNA from, you know, ancient life, and they're you know, they're going to be trying to bring it back. And that's just exactly what happened with Jurassic Park. And we saw how well that turned out.
Well, to be fair, these are woolly mammoths we're talking about that are being spliced in with elephants. I mean, elephants are big and well, not exactly slow, but I mean, what's going to happen? We're going to run out of peanuts?
These are like double or triple the size of modern-day elephants. These things will just step on us. Oh, hi, you have any peanuts? Oh, what's this red stuff on my hoof?
I really think you're
blood.
I think it's cool. I honestly think it's cool.
I think it's cool that they have the technology to do it, but goddamn, dude.
Personally, I welcome our new Trunky and Tusk-bearing overlords. So,
okay.
When the zombie apocalypse happens, Alex is getting thrown out of the bunker.
Hey, more food and whiskey for you and me, except I'll be all about the tequila.
Tequila!
I've got to have some sometime.
Yes, you do. You really do. You're 24 now. You need to grow a pair and just
come on now. I'm a highly functioning alcoholic.
Woohoo!
Yay!
See, he's just too into his games to do anything with alcohol.
True. And speaking of games, Bungie apparently is dealing with the mother of all screw-ups. There is a player who apparently can predict events in the future in-game before they happen. Their online marketplace, which governs their random weapon spawns, has been essentially hacked. And they have a player who's been busy, you know, throwing out these little golden nuggets of information to other players and essentially ruining the game for people. Well, not exactly ruining it, you know, because people have been talking about how the story is lackluster and Dinklebot and blah, blah, and how, you know, they're doing all this, why aren't they working on Halo 4? But I think it's pretty cool that there's a player out there who's able to literally predict the future, and the company still hasn't fixed it yet. So there's that. Unfortunately, I don't play on the Xbox Xbox One or Xbox 720 or anything like that, but if I were playing Destiny, I think I'd love to be able to look a little bit forward in time and see what's going on in the future. Wouldn't you?
That'd be kind of nifty, yeah. I mean, Destiny I've heard great things about. I'm not a gamer per se. Just because I know my limits, and I would get nothing done if I sat in front of a console all day. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of the guy's being a killjoy if he's going around basically saying, you know, what they're going to do next. It's just as bad as those Apple phone rumors that are started by these fanboys out there that have no grounding whatsoever.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, wow, what the heck? Okay.
Definitely. I only know how to play Madden, so I
actually have never played Madden before, so.
Why does that not surprise me?
I'm a girl and I play it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just never much like football. And when I see people play Madden, I'm not drawn to it. So,
yeah, well, I was a cheerleader for 8 years.
Save the cheerleader, save the world, and those are our headlines. So, if this were Friday's episode, we'd be getting into a new segment called Stump the Chump. It's a weekly contest where we take your input.
Meaning, you have something you think you can stump us on? Send it on into us and see if we actually know the answer. 9 times out of 10, Alex won't know it.
Yeah. For example, who released a single today on Hollywood Records?
Someone in history many years ago.
No, like today.
I have no idea.
That would be, well, the song Failure is a single from the upcoming album from a band called Breaking Benjamin. So that would be the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 4 year hiatus. Yeah. So yeah, we want to keep it to pop culture references, so movies and music only. But if you've got a trivia question you think you can beat us on, go ahead and send it to us. Now, I don't think I am eligible to play because I'm going to be the one playing the music and movie clips. So I already will know the answer. so yeah, this will be between Dean and Alex. Well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, you definitely should be able to share the pain, because if it's only you, then yeah, there has to be some. We're gonna find a workaround, people. He's gonna get a paddling at some point.
I really want to. I mean, I would not be called the chump for a week, and you know, and we can always throw in questions ourselves. Like, for example, if you guys want to have me be a part of it, what the hell is that?
What, the snorting?
Yeah.
It's my dog. She just got in my face.
Hey, Ro.
Ro wants to say hi, everyone.
She sounds like a sweetie.
Oh, she is. She's adorable. She hates men, though, so you'd be fine because you don't act like a man.
Oh.
You're one of those high-class people that, like, wear a dickie in her, you know, and a spectacle.
I wear Dickie's pants and a spectacle and a monocle.
Put some jazz on the jukebox, dear.
Wow! Are you trying to put me in a smoking jacket and wear
yes,
a bolt?
Yes,
hat?
It's like, exactly. Yes.
Do I carry a soap cane? Like, what is this?
You're Mr. Fucking Peanut, dude.
Do I have handlebar mustaches? Do I drive like a Citroen to work?
No, you have a driver named James.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're so high class, dude. You're so sophisticated. That's why you don't know any of our references, because you grew up in like a mansion, and
he's,
I mean,
too fancy.
Yeah.
I wish if I grew up in a mansion, I would have bought like a 2014 Jetta, or no, a 2015 Jetta, and be driving that to school and back, rather than trying to get my hands on a new car.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, but it's still fun to think of you as that, because you really do come off as sophisticated to the brim.
Thank you. I try.
So yeah, on Friday, we're going to be, throwing in some trivia in there, and we're, you know, I'll be glad to answer trivia questions from people like Dee or Alex. But unfortunately, without playing video clips or audio clips, you know, if you tell me to do that, then I'll know who it is, because, you know, I'll be able to see what it is. So you got to be crafty about that, guys.
Can I throw one at you?
On Friday. Save it for Friday.
Cool. Okay, sure, fine.
And I'm and Dee and I are going to have to come up with something for you, too.
Okay, I'm gonna be devious. Come with something good.
Speaking of notable facts that we might or might not know, let's get onto the History Rewind. You think that's a cool thing? Think we should do it?
Yeah, should I have to like my history.
All right.
Are we going back in the future?
We're going back to the future at 88 miles an hour. Great, yeah, fucking Scott.
So, in 1765, the Stamp Act was imposed on the American colonies.
And people have been bitching about the stamp prices ever since. In 1978, A&M Records signed a new young band called The Police.
They seem to have spread all over.
In 1983, the Hummer was born in its original form, the Humvee.
And it still uses six gallons a mile.
Oh, my God. In 1993, Intel begins shipping the Pentium chip.
It's all about the Pentiums, baby. In 1998, James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Academy Awards all at once. Whoop, whoop. I mean, the guy's only got two hands.
How can I hold all these awards?
Sounds like first world problems there.
Yes, it does.
In 2007, News Corp, also known as Fox, and NBC joined forces to create Hulu.
Hulu was the shiz.
Isn't it still? I mean, it's not as much as Netflix because, you know, Netflix.
But... No, it's exactly the same as Netflix, and you still have to deal with commercials, which is why I pirate everything and deal with no commercials.
This guy knows what's up.
This guy right over here.
This guy.
We got some birthdays and, unfortunately, some death days. In 59 AD, Agrippina, the younger Empress of Rome, died, likely murdered by her son Nero.
Damn you, Nero.
Hey, I like Nero. They've got some really good music.
I did not know they were a band.
They are. They're a dubstep act.
Huh. I would not have guessed that. In 1947, James Patterson was born.
What? Alex Cross, bitches!
In 2011, Elizabeth Taylor, an English-American actress, died. Wah, wah, wah.
Such a sad time. And, well, that was the History Rewind. I want to take this time to tell you about our website, rogueintel.com. We've got a fully bashed out forum where you can bitch about the latest in all sorts of news, talk about whatever you'd like. You can also interact with us. We've also got a fully interactive host page where you can check up all about us. And we've got the support page where you can send us some money if you want to. You can, you know, say you don't have money. That's fine. If you like our content, go ahead and tell your friends. That's all we ask, because spreading the word is what really helps get the word out there. It helps get the word spread.
Yes, and spread words equate to dollars, and dollars equate to more shows and better shows.
Exactly.
Which is what we're all about.
So I had mentioned something on a couple episodes ago about, hey, there's a new show out there. We should put it in the rundown. And our man Alex here took the job to task, and he talked about a new show on Netflix called The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I was talking to Dee this weekend and found that she had been caught red-handed binge-watching it. So I want to get Dee's take on the show.
I personally loved it. I watched it within a night. Actually, I kind of started it while I was at work because we were slow at the time. So I'm sitting on my phone watching this show on Netflix, pausing it in between my calls. But I literally could not stop watching it. I thought it was hysterical, and it just kind of was in there. I'm just, some of the scenes, I was like, are these people, like, serious? Like, is this real life? And I mean, the actors were hysterical. I came, like, I just completely started busting out laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the same reaction. I mean, it took me longer than a day. God, you're horrible. It took me a little longer than a day to watch it. I watched it over the course of about a week. But I can't wait for season two. I hope they renew it. I mean, Netflix is known for their really good quality production. You know, mm-hmm. House of Cards, I've never personally seen it. Politics really aren't my thing, dude. You should know that by now.
Why do you politics think aren't necessarily my thing either? But in terms, if you like verbiage, if you like words, if you like Kevin Spacey growling, and you like I cannot think of who it is who plays his wife, but she is amazingly hot, and they're the ultimate power couple, and it's a lot of fun watching them wreck house and take the White House by storm. Seriously,
yeah.
Politics aside, it is still an amazing show.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll have to give it a shot. I watched the first 5 minutes of the first episode where he kills the dog because the mm-hmm. dog got ran over. Mm-hmm. You know, I have two dogs. Dee has dogs out the yang. You know, so I don't know that we would be part of their demographic because just, you know, no. Dogs don't need to die in shows.
No.
You must. There's a film I want you to never ever see. Old Yeller.
Yeah, of course I've seen that. I saw that in school.
Poor Molly and me.
We of course.
Which I've never seen, but I know what happens at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Also, while we were hanging out this weekend at Dee's, she actually fixed me some of her world famous buffalo chicken dip. Now I'd never even heard of buffalo chicken dip. I had heard of buffalo chicken wings or buffalo wing sauce or some incarnation of those three words. I'd never had something called buffalo chicken dip before, and I just loved every bit of it. How exactly do you manage such a feat?
I mean, it's really not that hard. I just kind of go and I buy like a chicken breast or canned chicken. And then you get like buffalo sauce, cream cheese, you mix it all together, and then you throw some mozzarella cheese on top and you bake it for 20 minutes. It's delicious.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I ate the crap out of that. You failed to mention a little something to me. You failed to warn me that my asshole was going to be on fire for the next 12 hours.
I don't have that problem, so therefore I couldn't warn you.
Was it actually hot? I mean, what did you put in?
It wasn't hot. It just had some, like, kind of like the equivalent to Frank's Red Hot or something that, you know, that shit is good.
It was just buffalo sauce.
Yeah, but, and it wasn't hot going in, but oh my God, it tore me up. I was in the bathroom in and out all night, and I still had a fiery explosion this morning.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
This just in, for things we need to know right this second, Dust Asshole is on fire.
Wah, 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 wah.
I know, TMI, dude. I know. Again, thank you for being such a good host and for letting us get a lot of shit done. It was still good, and I'd probably eat it again.
Well, damn right. It's delicious.
Okay, so one of the talk show hosts that I've heard a lot about in my media classes has been John Oliver. He's a British son of a gun, and there was recently released a video on morningafter.gawker.com regarding the fuck barrel of pernicious municipal fines levied by the Ferguson police.
Hey, Alex.
It's absolutely hilarious.
You want me to play a clip?
Go ahead, play a clip.
All right.
Municipal violations. They're the small, everyday ways of breaking the law, like speeding or trespassing or, and this is true, failing to vaccinate your ferret. That is actually against the law, so sorry, ferret Jenny McCarthy, you're just going to have to get it done. The point is, we have all committed municipal violations, and if you've never gotten a ticket for one, all I can say is congratulations on not getting caught. Now, for most people, tickets are just annoying. We grin and bear them, or, as in the case of this young woman, throw a passive-aggressive tantrum.
Citation is for...
I know, my headlights weren't on, yada, yada, yada.
Yes, you're right. But citations for not having your headlights on. Take care of this ticket on before the third... Well, let me explain it, okay?
I totally get it. Like, it's a ticket. I need to pay it. I'm late.
What a bitch.
Wow, way to piss off a cop. Oh, I'm sorry. $120? There we go. $240. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
I mean, don't they know to be nice to the guy who's basically got their license in hand?
Yeah.
They'll take that shit quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, aside from that, the video talks about the massive fuckery that is the system in Ferguson and how someone can go through one county, let's say, get fined for a missing headlight, and then they go to the next county and the same thing. And so they'll get into this weird cycle where they'll be stuck paying off interest for fines, and the fines won't get taken care of. And these police departments are relying on these payments from these people for like up to like 66% of their income. And this should be illegal, but it's not. And I'm really glad that it's gotten to the national news. Like, there was a grandmother who got some sort of a fine and got pulled out of her home in broad daylight after making breakfast for her grandchildren.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was just insane. Like, at one point, she paid $2,000 and the problems still weren't taken care of. And this is finally gathering attention, and I hope it removes the practice, because this is just nuts. You know, it's one thing to tax people who can afford it and to do the kind of thing, you know, when it's needed, because tickets are required. But when you have this kind of stuff happen to people, you know, there are things that are legal, and then there are things that are immoral, and there's a clear distinction between the two. So.
Yeah, I'm totally for tickets for real stuff. Like, you know how many people I see on a daily basis when it's raining without their headlights on? I mean, wipers going at full blast, no headlights on. It's a federal law. You have to have your lights on. I did not know that was a thing. Oh my God!
Regarding them running around without their lights, that's
yeah, nuts. Yeah. I mean, like, every third car on the highway, it's pathetic. You know, pull those people over, give them, you know, $70 fines or shit. You know, people that are going in and out of traffic, weaving around and being aggressive. You know, pull them over. People who are driving on the shoulder. That, like, this morning I was driving to work, and it was a little slow on 95, and there were people going around me in the shoulder and just riding the shoulder for a quarter mile. Fine the hell out of them.
That's nuts.
But, you know, the frivolous bullshit, I mean, yes, the texting while driving, I agree, because that causes accidents, but there's just so much stuff that they will pull you over for and fine you for. Like those speed trap cameras, oh, get them out of here. I cannot stand them. Yes, there's no points involved, but still, it's just a money trap. It's a way for people to get money. A lot of times when you see them, it's because, and they're only allowed to put them up in construction zones, but a lot of times when you see them, all you see is a couple orange cones. That's it. There's no construction going on.
Yep.
Yeah. It pisses me off, because I'm like, I can never see them, so I'm slightly blind.
Yeah, and as if we needed another excuse for the construction crews for the government to work slower, because you know they're working slower because it's a moneymaker.
It really,
as Peter Griffin would say, it really grinds my gears. I know that was horrible. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was terrible.
I know.
But something that's not so terrible is apparently in Japan, they have at this restaurant, this new breakfast sandwich that has Kit Kat bars in it. I
would so do it.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I might try it, but I don't know if I'd want it for breakfast.
I don't know if it is actually for breakfast. I guess it's one of those anytime meals. Maybe it's a fourth meal type thing in Japan.
As a person who's skinny, but who can eat like a fat person,
you suck.
I find this to be absolutely amazing, because I happen to love Kit Kats. I love sandwiches. I love breakfast. Like, this is literally the trifecta of foods. Full stop, like, done. Stop cooking now. This is we have reached the pinnacle of things that can be made and eaten. So, you know what? I have to try this. And I'm looking at this now, and it looks amazing. Like, I want this inside of me. Badly, like, in the worst way.
I don't think I could eat it.
Why can't you eat it? It's whipped cream, it's orange peel, and it's Kit Kat. And it's sandwiched between what looks like two pieces of naan bread or an English muffin or some kind of, like really bouncy bread.
It's literally a five-minute meal to give you diabetes.
Diabetes. I love the way you say that. You say that like Paula Deen.
Diabetes.
Butter.
I'm just saying, I would probably eat the shit out of this. And you know what?
Some butter in this, some butter in that.
Butter makes it better.
Butter makes everything better.
You know, speaking of making things better, you know what this really needs that would just make it perfect? Alex knows what I'm talking about. Bacon.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Bacon would make this better.
Yes. Or even if it was just like bacon-infused whipped cream. Come on. You know you want it.
Yeah, bacon-infused whipped cream. I would rather have actual bacon. I don't want the idea of bacon. I want actual bacon. No, you know, don't take that away from me, guys.
Well, I would be taking away from you because you don't need to eat it. Because you're, well, actually, you do need to eat it, but I'm fat, and so I'm expected to eat more than my fair share. And when the apocalypse comes, not only are you going to be kicked out of the bunker, we're going to eat you because you might be skinny, but you're fat inside.
No, I'm not. I'm actually really, really skinny, so you don't really get much. Put me on a spit roast if you want to, but, you know.
Hey, D, I call the left leg.
You can have that. That's all yours.
Who wants the brains?
Yeah, that might freak it
most. Brains.
Brains.
Something else I wanted to bring up. Did anyone see the article on the Telegraph today about the guy that gets like a faulty bank transmission of what was it, $1.24 million?
Yes. Yes, I saw that and I was stunned and I was like, he's a better person than me, because I would have just I would have let it sit there for about a month and be like, well,
hey, I'm closing my account and moving to Hawaii. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I need to do that like now.
yeah,
but I'm doing it now. No questions. I want to do this now. I really want to, and I have it in one place. So I can swim around in it like Scrooge McDuck.
And hey, as long as it's paper money, it wouldn't actually hurt. But yeah. And this guy, I mean, pretty responsible for a 21-year-old. Kieran McKeefery, which is, believe it or not, this guy's name, he logged into his online bank account and saw £1,245,000 in his account. And, you know, he mulled over it for a bit, and then he's wondering, what can I spend it on? And he's like, you know what, I'm calling the bank. So he calls his bank, and get this, the bank said that only the sender could rescind it. Only the sender could take it back. So he had it in his bank for 10 days. So he was technically a millionaire for about 10 days. The investment company that erroneously sent out the money did retrieve it. But, you know, he was a good sport, and his bank had an interest policy. So he ended up making £210 of interest.
Sweet.
And he got to keep the interest. So, you know, at least he can go out and you know, buy some new gadgets or something. I don't know. What would you do if you woke up, checked your online account, and you saw like $1.2 million in there?
Call my tattoo artist.
We are tattooing everything all at once, now, in one day.
I want tattoo makeup.
I have high pain tolerance.
I want tattoo makeup. I want my sleeves finished. I want my leg pieces done. Yeah, if I had $1 million in my account, I would definitely go back to my tattoo guy and have him finish my sleeves. I have been waiting for, like, what, 5 or 6 years to get my sleeves done? Some of them aren't even colored in yet. It looks horrible.
If I had $1 million, I'd put $500,000 of it in an account, in an escrow account. I'd give some of it to my mom. I'd buy a new car for myself, like a little hatchback, and then I would go up in the mountains and just stay there for about a week or a week and a half.
Yeah. See,
and just travel across the country.
And see, I guess I'm the only good one here. If I had $1 million, I'd buy a studio, I'd stack with gear, and I would pay your salaries for many, many years to come.
That would be awesome.
Hey, I'd be okay with that.
I'm sure you would be. You know what I'm not okay with, and I don't even know if I can even report on this next one. Jesus, I just don't know. Let's go to it later. This is a winner of the week entry, right? So let's just back it up. I'm going to let you just, Alex, do your thing, man, because I can't even speak right now. I'm still reading this article on Huffington Post. We'll get to it a little later.
Okay. So apparently there's a mashup of the Friends theme song mixed with the Avengers. And I had a chance to watch it online. It was completely, utterly nonplussed because it just didn't match for me. It's like, okay, there's the Friends font, and there's a song, and oh, there's Chris, there's Thor, and there's Iron Man. Oh,
is that Norton?
Tony Stark, but I don't really care. But the one that comes after it is absolutely amazing. It is Breaking Bad mid-90s style.
And I saw that.
On, yes,
awesome.
On, and I shit you not, it is done with the VHS artifacts. Like you can see the tracking thing at the bottom. Like they're the little like the, and the music is so 90s, and the text and the shoot and like the way the shots are set up, and you're watching it and you're like, I can literally see my VCR in front of me. I'm watching this on a CRT television.
Yeah, and speaking like, of, the attention to detail is crazy. They yes. even did it in 4:3 resolution, which is what the old CRTs were.
I did not know that. I yeah. did not notice that.
It's not, all right, it's not in widescreen. It's in standard, which is just totally retro.
Ah, cool. I really wonder how they did that. I think they may have like actually put it on a VHS. Because they use that same kind of technique when they're doing Aliens Isolation, I think it was, for the PS3 for some of the graphics. They actually broadcast the video signal through VHS tapes and then age them. And then like they would kink the cables and whatnot to create artifacts, which they then recorded and used for the actual gameplay stuff.
Oh, wow. That's badass.
Yeah, Aliens, that's actually one of my favorite games, although I will never ever play it because it's only for, I think it's only for PS3. And PS4, but if it's for PC, I will definitely get it and be terrified. I'm still trying to power my way through Dead Space 1, and I'm slowly but surely making my way through it. It's terrifying.
Okay.
But yeah. So.
So yeah, really cool game, dude. I definitely want to check that out. Something I want to get into now, and this is going to make me cringe. I'll just say it now. I don't think I'm ever going to drink coffee again. Let's get into the newly renamed segment. Window lickers.
Because I like to lick windows. A lot.
So there was this man that went to be oh so romantic on Valentine's Day, went to a fancy restaurant, and instead of actually paying for his meal, went to be a cheapo cheap ass and released his pet rat in the restaurant, screamed, "I'm not eating here. I want my money back."
Oh, what like, a douchebag.
Right. They had to call pest control, and the only way that they realized to go back and actually look at the video is because the rat had recently gotten his hair trimmed.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, and they looked at the video surveillance. The whole video clip is actually on the website, over on the Telegraph website, so definitely check it out. Link's in the show notes. That guy is a total douchebag, but I really don't think he takes the winner for this episode. I think this one's definitely going to go to Alex. Alex, this is the one I was talking about earlier. I'm just going to sit back in horror. Go ahead and yeah, just... Well, how about this? You want to hear the video clip?
Sure. Yeah, play it.
Because I don't know that any of us are going to be able to say the report on this story without yakking all over the keyboards. So without further ado.
Pat Moss has worked at Beiswinger's hardware store in New Brighton for 26 years. She's the shipping and receiving manager and spends most of her time at this back desk. Her coffee keeps her moving.
Generally, I make a cup and take a travel cup on my way to work. I finish that cup up about 10:30, maybe have one more cup during the day.
Last August, she found fluid on her desk after catching a coworker of 14 years standing near the edge of it.
He looked over his shoulder, had the deer in the headlights look, and promptly left the room. And when he left the room, I looked down at the desk, and here was a puddle on the desk.
She had found fluid before. This time, everything clicked. And then she picked up her coffee cup.
And I went, oh, my goodness, because that's when I put it all together. But that's what I was actually tasting in my coffee from previous occasions.
Moss says she realized what she thought was spoiled coffee over the past 6 months was something far more outrageous.
It is a sexual assault. I was sexually assaulted.
The coworker faced two charges of criminal sexual conduct, but the judge dismissed them because no current sex law covered this type of incident.
My worst thought was, is I have to go through STD testing for a year.
Explain yourself. How could you do such a thing, Alex?
It wasn't me, dude.
You're fucking sick, man.
I mean, I have heard the phrase, you're the cream of my coffee, but yeah, this is just horrible. I cannot believe this. This has been going on for
14 years.
No. She'd been working there for 14 years, and this happened over 6 months. And I'm absolutely stunned that the judge did not throw something at this guy. Because as a person who actually likes coffee, and as a person just who is an advocate for common decency, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to clear it up for any of you fellow window lickers out there that don't know what we're talking about, it wasn't pee. It was the other liquid.
Yeah.
It was the non-yellow fluid.
Who wants protein?
I don't know how she didn't just go ape shit and kill him. I mean, if some dude jizzed in my cup of Joe, shit, I'd straight up kill the motherfucker.
I have no interest in drinking someone's unborn children. So,
so
this is a case in which the spit versus swallow argument would be very quickly solved. So,
oh, it's just disgusting.
Excuse me while I go puke for the next 3 hours.
Well, while you go puke, I want to end it on a high note.
A high note, really? That's what you're calling this?
Hey, it's better than jizzing the Joe.
Eh, true.
Yes, I'll take mine with two lumps.
Why is it lumpy?
Oh, God. Thank God we're almost done with this episode, man, because I just can't contain myself anymore. God. The New York Times has reported on a certain female air passenger that took a British Airways flight, and you'll have to explain this one, D, to me, because you're a fellow female. How does anyone get drunk enough to just take their pants down in their seat and just start twerking? Like, not twerking, but like, just
know.
You know, touching their bunny rabbit. I mean, yeah. How do you
flicking the bean?
Yeah, yeah.
Bunny rabbit, is that the new euphemism?
I don't know. I just kind of made it. I just go along with it. It's okay.
Okay, I'll go with it. Boy.
I mean, I'm not sure if the person thought they were in like the new version of Bridesmaids or what, but I mean, I could never imagine like. What? Like how? Like
why?
Bitch,
what did you see? What did you drink?
Go home.
Coffee?
You're drunk.
Seriously.
Oh God.
I wonder what class she was in.
Classless.
Ma'am, we're bringing you down. We're bringing you down to third class, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're sticking in the cargo hold until we land.
I mean, I don't, you know, and beyond this, I mean, she did get arrested, and she is being charged. The 46-year-old flying lady, she'll masturbate in a plane no more. I mean, British Airways can't catch a break, though. Earlier this month on a Dubai to London flight, they had to divert a plane because of a smelly poo in the plane's bathroom that just wouldn't flush.
Wow, that must have been one heck of a turd train.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, imagine all that air in that one circulating system just over and over and over. You can't get away from it no matter where you are on the plane. Oh, man. Just open a window at 80,000 feet. I don't care. Drop the oxygen mask. At least it'll get it. At least it'll get that smell out of the plane.
No.
Well, that's all, folks. We're going to get out of here. If you want to check out our website, you can go to rogueintel.com. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/rogueintel. If you'd like to check out a forum, go ahead and do that, or send us an email, prime@rogueintel.com. And, well, that's it. That's all we have. Have a great night, guys. This has been Rogue Intel Prime on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Ciao.